partly cloudy, 95 outside. This is the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha. Beckham County Sheriff Derek Manning said his office was called to the scene of a fatal shooting late Friday night. Manning said his office responded to a home about 5 miles south of Sayre after receiving a call that a woman had shot her son because he was assaulting her. In a press release provided at Paragon Communications, Manning said the deputy who responded first found the woman waiting there at the residence along with the weapon believed to have been used. The 82-year-old woman was soon taken to the hospital by ambulance due to injuries she apparently received during the assault. Manning said deputy found the woman's son inside the residence dead from an apparent gunshot wound. Pronounced dead at the scene was 63-year-old Jawade Boheim. Sheriff Manning said no arrests have been made in the case, but said there are questions of self-defense in the case. He said that determination, however, will be made by the district attorney's office once his department has completed their investigation and have forwarded it to the DA's office. A Hydro man with a former felony conviction was arrested recently after being found with a firearm during a traffic stop in Weatherford. The suspect was also found to be in possession of controlled dangerous substances, along with illegal drugs and drug paraphernalia. According to court documents, 31-year-old Casey Dale John was arrested on July 17th in the 700 block of Key Street when the Weatherford police officer discovered a .22 rifle located between the driver's seat of the vehicle, along with hydrocodone, alprazolam, and marijuana. The officer would also find a glass pipe in the vehicle as well. Due to being convicted of a grand larceny charge out of Caddo County, John was charged with one felony count of possession of a firearm after a former felony conviction in Custer County District Court on July 19th. He also received three misdemeanor charges of possession of a controlled dangerous substance, an unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia charge, and driving with a canceled, suspended, or revoked license. A preliminary hearing conference for John has been scheduled for August 27th. UConn Public Schools was among business and higher education partnerships throughout Oklahoma that were recently recognized as innovative collaborations that further the education of Oklahoma's workforce. The Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education honored Southwestern Oklahoma State University and UConn Public Schools partnership with its Business Partnership Excellence Award. In early 2020, Dr. Chad Kinder, the dean of the Swazoo College of Professional and Graduate Studies, began collaborating with UConn Superintendent Dr. Jason Seimroth and Assistant Superintendent Lance Haggard on a program to encourage UConn faculty and staff to pursue advanced degrees from Swazoo, the Master of Business Administration and Education Administration Master of Education. The school district currently has 97 employees enrolled at Swazoo degree programs. This program allows district employees to take classes offered by Swazoo practicing professionals at UConn Public Schools. The Oklahoma State Regents for Higher Education's Regents Business Partnership Excellence Award is designed to highlight successful partnerships between higher education institutions and businesses and to further cultivate the higher learning environment through State Regents' economic development grants. Institutions involved in these partnerships provide, among other things, $500 for tuition waivers to employees of the partnering businesses. The State Regents provides a $500 match to the waivers. In state news, a fatal shooting in southwest Oklahoma City. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno has that.
Police were called to a house near Southwest 44th and Blackwelder overnight when they found 19-year-old Daniel Green dead from an apparent gunshot wound. Officers at the scene said Green went outside because he heard his car being vandalized and shots were fired. Green made it back inside his house where he died. As of yet, no arrests have been made. I'm Margo Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI at $72.34, that is up 70 cents. Brent crude at $74.69, that's up 21 cents. Natural gas unchanged at $3.93. Recapping our top story, the Beckham County Sheriff's Office investigating the shooting death of a Sayre man. Once again, partly cloudy, 95 outside. This has been the Paragon News at 5 o'clock. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. For Paragon Communications, I'm Jared Atha.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way, because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County. Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.